A new development in the ongoing effort to reunite some 500 migrant children who were separated from their families under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Biden administration will now allow families who were separated the option of being reunited here in the United States. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday stressing the need to undo the previous administration's work.
We will dig out of the cruelty of the past administration, and we will rebuild our nation's asylum system and all of our humanitarian programs, of which we have been historically so proud.
Jacob Soboroff is an NBC and MSNBC correspondent and author of Separated, Inside an American Tragedy. And he's been following this story and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Jacob.
Good to be back with you, Tanya. Thanks.
Yes. So the most significant part of this effort is that it allows families to be reunited here on U.S. soil. Why is this especially important?
Well, for the very reason that the families left their home country and came to seek asylum in the United States in the first place. Many of them were fleeing danger, persecution, starvation, malnutrition, acute food insecurity. The list goes on. And when they made it to the United States of America, the place that represented safety and security and asylum, they were tortured, in the words of Physicians for Human Rights. They were put through government-sanctioned child abuse, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. It was one of the greatest human rights catastrophes of my lifetime, in the words of an official who had worked on the reunifications, as he told me directly. And so this is the recourse that all of the advocates and the lawyers that have been working with these families now for over 3 years have been seeking. And it's welcome news. It's not reunification yet, but it's a step in that direction.
Let's get to the particulars. How will these reunification efforts actually work? How will families know about these policy changes?
Literally door-to-door knocking in Central America. There's a steering committee in the federal lawsuit that won the reunification of the families, Miss L versus ICE, and they're going door-to-door. Justice in Motion, the Women's Refugee Commission, Kids in Need of Defense. This is a group that has been involved in this process for quite some time. But up until this point, the reason there were 611 parents of children who had been separated, who had yet not been contacted, that number is now 499 after 112 of them have been found over the course of the last months. The reason it's been taking so long is because of a lack of a willingness from the federal government under the Trump administration to participate in this process. And the Biden administration has now changed that.
Okay, I have just under a minute with you, but the ACLU and groups like Physicians for Human Rights have applauded these changes, but they're also calling on actors involved in these separations to be held accountable. How would that happen?
I think it's the most critical remaining unanswered question about the family separation tragedy. I really think that that's, you know, what it must be called. You know, the president said during the final presidential debate he believed this was criminal. He said he was going to launch a thorough investigation of the Justice Department. There's plenty of evidence of who was responsible for this policy, whether it was Jeff Sessions, Stephen Miller, Jean Hamilton, Kirstjen Nielsen. That list goes on as well. It's a matter of whether or not they want to pursue an investigation like the president said that they would.
Jacob, we'll have to have you on again. Jacob Soboroff is NBC's correspondent and author of Separated, Inside an American Tragedy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.